Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
SBS acknowledges the traditional owners of country throughout Australia.
Lots of people dismiss it. Oh, it doesn't exist in Australia. But I'm sorry to say, yes, it does exist in Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Nick Zimboulis. Some South Asians are trying to fight a 3,000-year-old system that's made its way to Australia. Experts told us caste discrimination is a growing issue. So, what is it?
Caste discrimination refers to a deeply entrenched social hierarchy, which is a very South Asia-based issue that categorizes people at birth based on perceived purity and pollution.
That's Vikrant Kishore. He's a journalist who's made documentaries about caste discrimination. There are four castes which are hierarchical and linked to social standing. There are also people whose status is held so low they're born outside the system. They're known as untouchables, or Dalits. Vikrant is one of those people, and said although he grew up in a privileged family, they still experienced discrimination. He's determined to stop it from happening to others in Australia.
Denial of anything often comes from privilege and lack of awareness. Many people from dominant caste view caste as irrelevant because it benefits them invisibly. But denying caste does not erase its presence. It only silences those people who are affected and these internal hierarchies. How do we get to know about it? Someone needs to talk.
A recent landmark report found caste discrimination is a systemic issue for South Asians in Australia. The report's lead researcher, Asang Wankhede, is an anti-discrimination lawyer and also comes from a Dalit community. He said participants reported caste discrimination across all aspects of life, including employment, education, housing, and social interactions.
It's a spectrum where on one hand we have the extreme forms of physical assault, for example. And on the other hand, also very subtle and covert forms of discrimination.
Asang said the report was an important first step to change, as it provided much-needed evidence caste discrimination exists in Australia.
For the longest time, what we have seen is that upper caste groups have tried to term any anti-caste movement as Hindu-phobia. There was a complete lack of empirical data and understanding of caste in Australia before our report came out. People are recognizing now that what they were feeling before were the feeling of being invisibilized.
India banned caste discrimination in 1950 after gaining independence and enforcing their constitution. But in reality, it persisted and has now continued abroad in diaspora communities. We don't know exactly how widespread the issue is, and there's no suggestion this is the majority view, but there's a growing movement for it to be openly discussed without using it as a scapegoat for racism.
Not everyone does practice casteism, but because it is a reality, we need to address that. South Asians should take leadership, acknowledge caste, and work collective to dismantle it. And instead of being defensive, we should have solidarity across the board.
There are advocacy groups who are working to challenge the caste system through policy and community work.
We present many different narratives to stand for Hindu, to stand for Indian. But the fact that we represent a diversity of thought and a diversity of traditions are keeping caste oppression quite central to the conversation.
That's Nandini Senmehara from Hindus for Human Rights. She said caste discrimination is pervasive and shows up even in seemingly positive multicultural festivals. She wants to see more inclusivity within the South Asian community with events that celebrate people from all backgrounds.
We have interfaith celebrations and events where we celebrate all the Hindu festivals the best we can, but we make them extremely inclusive. And we talk about the multiplicity of narratives around the myths and the legends that we hold dear.
The Australian Human Rights Commission recommended the government investigate potential legal protections against caste discrimination in 2024. It was a significant moment of recognition and relief for people from oppressed backgrounds who have suffered discrimination. And they hope it's a sign of more change to come.
It opens doors at the federal level for all caste oppressed communities to go ahead and file complaints of caste discrimination before the Australian Human Rights Commission. What it cannot do is that you cannot bring a case in the court of law. And that is our next approach as well in terms of wanting to get recognized by the court of law and test that interpretation in the court as well.
This episode was produced and presented by Nick Zimbalis. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/SBS Examines.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.